Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
more... Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Good afternoon and welcome to freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Well, it is TGIF. And what a Friday it is with all going on. Let me take just a moment here to make sure that we're getting out. I'm still operating basically off of my iPod, and let's make sure that everything is working, functioning correctly.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Freedom Slips.
Okay, seems like everything is working well, and we do appreciate each and every one of you that are listening today. I'm sure that everyone's attention is on the hurricane and the devastation that it's doing to Florida. In my lifetime, I've been through many hurricanes, but this one seems like it's really swamping the entire state of Florida. And so much of the nation's wealth and all are located in Florida, along with Disney World and all of the other events such as that. Not only that, but think about the great fruits and vegetables that are grown in Florida. Your lemons and your oranges and all of those things, large parts of those are going to be in very short supply. And therefore, in my opinion, we're just going to be thrown into another area of more inflation because when you eradicate that and then the demand for new building material and things of that nature, this has to be a super inflationary factor that's going to be built into this once this is all over and it does exit and get away from the United States. And of course, other states are at great risk now as well. The Carolinas, Virginia, right on up the East Coast, this thing has been a monster. And if you look back at the beginning of it, it just pretty well enveloped the entire state of Florida. There's very little areas that escaped damage once it got above Miami and started moving northward. Then it's just been a devastating storm. It's been heartbreaking to watch that and watch the people that are suffering and It's just such a tragic event. It's almost impossible to even to imagine it. But these things happen, and it can be attributed to global warming. I'm sure that the global warming people will immediately put it on that. But we've had devastating hurricanes before, many with even is more powerful than this storm. It just so happened that this one kind of centered and is pretty well encompassed the entire state of Florida, with exception so far of the Panhandle. The Panhandle seems to be escaping it from Panama City back all the way to the Alabama line. There doesn't seem to be any action there. And, of course, most of the storm has exited Florida and now going to batter the East Coast. But this is going to be, in my opinion, probably by far the most damaged monetarily of any storm that we've ever had in our history. We're talking about multi-billions of dollars, and insurance companies are going to be stressed to the point of many of the smaller insurance companies will probably even be stressed to the point of bankruptcy. And, of course, with a government debt like it is, the only answer is for a government to extend and put out more trillions of dollars. So this entire damage to this is going to be measured probably in the trillions rather than the billions, because just think of the accumulated wealth of Florida. And I mean, this is devastating. I mean, town after town, all of these retired people that came here from other parts of the country and built nice homes, retirement homes, and many living in golf course type operated around them to play their golf and enjoy life. And now it's just all been wiped out. I've been through many, many storms. Camille, Frederick, you name it. But I haven't seen one that really was this broad. This was a huge storm that encompassed basically the entire state of Florida, and still even beyond that as it entered. So this is a storm of probably a 500 year event at least, and the loss of life, I think the loss of life is going to be much more than what is being reported now, because a lot of these areas they still aren't even able to get into and see the actual damage that it's done. So it's just a tragic event. But, you know, it's just something that nature's in control. We have to remember that. You can't mess with Mother Nature. And maybe we've been doing that and kind of got Mother Nature a little bit angry with us. Whatever. I don't know. But I do know that my area has been hard hit many times with storms. But this one vacated us and stayed to the East Coast, and of course that's there's much more damage to be done by doing that and probably moving further over to the West. So it's just one of those things that we have to live through. We have to support our state, our neighbors, and try to help them dig through this. Can you imagine waking up and going out and where you had a beautiful home, it's no longer there. There's just rubbish all over the place. And the cleanup is going to be like something we've never seen. And as I've said, I've lived through many, many different storms. And you're going to see the cost of goods. Think about the fruit and vegetables, the orange crops, the lemons, all of the things that are grown in Florida, the price with already with inflation really out of control. Just think what that's going to do to prices. And lumber, all of your building materials, plywood, will be in scarce supply, and the cost always in these events, cost escalate dramatically. And of course, the widespread, we're talking about basically the entire state versus the panhandle has pretty well been spared. But other than that, the peninsula itself is just unbelievable. I know years ago, a friend of mine bought a Hatteras, and we brought it through the Intercoastal Canal that cuts entirely across Florida from the Atlantic all the way into the Gulf of Mexico. And it was a beautiful trip, a wonderful trip. And I haven't heard any mention of anything there. You have Indian Town and you have all of those other really unique little towns that are along the Intercoastal Waterway that completely cuts Florida. If you haven't looked at it on the map, get you an enlarged version of that, and you will see that cut that comes from the east coast of Florida all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, almost at the midpoint of the state, that goes across the entire state. And anyway, that was a wonderful trip. My friend had purchased this boat up in North Carolina, and we boarded the boat and brought it all the way through and brought it through that that intercoastal canal that goes across the entire state of Florida. If you're just looking at a regular map, you won't see it, but you've got to get the enlarged version to get to that. But I can just, having been through many storms myself, I can sympathize with the people that are in Florida. And we have most of these people are transplants from other states that have, a lot of them have moved there and they just weren't expecting this. But the cost of this storm is going to be far exceeded anything that we've ever seen before. Insurance premiums are very likely to escalate as a result of that. Prices are going to continue to rise. And once again, building material is going to just, in my estimation, skyrocket. Two befores and plywood and all of those things are just going to really skyrocket in price because of, you know, of trying to rebuild the state. You wonder how many of these people will just toss their hands up and say, I'm not even going to rebuild. When I get my insurance money, they can clean it up and have it. I'm through. I'm moving out of here. And I would imagine that some of the people will make that decision. They just said, I'm going to where we don't have hurricanes. And, of course, most of the area, if you don't have hurricanes, you have tornado threats. So I don't know that there's any place in the country that you could escape and be entirely feel comfortable that, well, nothing's going to bother me here. We don't have tornadoes. We don't have hurricanes. We don't have any of that. So I don't know that there's any place that's completely devoid of those events that happen. But it is tragic to watch it on TV and to see the destruction. The people are just walking around kind of like zombies. Having seen their home just completely, the ones that are even able to go back and view that, it would just have to be heartbreaking. And think of all of the pets and the poor animals that were not able to seek refuge or shelter from that. The loss of them will never even be estimated, probably, or what have you, but we'll never know. But many people, hopefully, when they left, if they were able to go, they took their pets with them. And so they were as safe as the people were themselves. So it's just a tragic event and makes you wonder. I'm not going to say that maybe God's trying to wake us up or get our attention. I'm sure that some of the global warming people will probably tag it on to, well, this is a result of global warming. And that's what you get. Your storms are going to intensify and get worse as long as you have this. Well, I would tell them, you know, check your records back. You've been having hurricanes for, I guess, as long as history has been recorded. So I don't know. I won't take a stand on that. Mankind does tend to want to live along these beautiful coastlines. In fact, you know, I lived on the coast myself for about 50 years and then finally moved up off of the coast about, I'm about 45 miles off of the coast of Mississippi now. And of course, I enjoyed all of the, we had several barrier islands there that, you know, when I lived there, we had a nice criss-crack boat and we almost every weekend we were enjoying those islands and enjoying the sun and the sand and the surf and all the things you enjoy. But I just don't know. This has been such a devastating storm. I don't know that we've, not in my lifetime, I've ever seen one as destructive as this storm. I mean, you're talking about it come up the complete peninsula of Florida all the way, like I say, to the Destin area has kind of been out of it and Pensacola. But other than that, it's just devastated the state. And I don't know. I think it will be a long time before many people decide to, well, I'm going to rebuild and I'll take my insurance money and rebuild or what have you. So we'll just, it's one of those things. We're still fumbling through it, and who knows what the eventual outcome of this is. And, of course, you still have areas of the country that are under risk right now in the Carolinas, Virginia, and right on into probably the outskirts of Washington, D.C. are going to be involved in this before it's over with. So I don't know that I've seen a storm the size of this. This was what was so really alarming was the size of this storm. Like Camille, you know, I lived through Camille, and but it was a very small, compact storm. And, of course, the altimeters over at Keesler, it blew them off at over 200 miles an hour. I mean, that just went, blew them away. So we don't really know. We don't really have an accurate record of how the actual speed of Camille was, but it was a devastating storm, but it was very small, very compact. This thing is huge. It encompasses the entire state. Width of the entire state. So anyway, our prayers go out to all of the people, and of course, the loss of life. We still don't really have a clue of how many people have lost their life in this storm, and it will probably be some time before those numbers are actually become accurate. I don't know. It's just a troubling time that America is going through with all of the particular events that are going on. And I can tell you that the internet problems right now, I'm an MSN premium subscriber and have been ever since then. And that's where I do get all of my email and what have you is through MSN premium. And for whatever reason, they've been down for 2 days, and I've been in contact with every technician that I could raise with MSN, and they've tried everything to get it back up, and they're still not, now whether it's interrupted their entire system, I'm not sure, but I can tell you as an MSN premium user, I'm not even able to check my emails or anything on there. So it's really been an aggravating time. And I'm sure that most of you are probably like myself. You're not involved in this because you're not, you know, in the eye of the storm, so to speak. But you have to have sympathy for all of the people that are there that are that have had their homes and their livelihood. And look, Florida is a huge contributor to the GNP, the gross national product. And there's many, many small manufacturing companies in Florida. We tend to think of them being produce only and fruits and vegetables and what have you, but Florida has many small manufacturers there. And most of those are probably out, down, over, you know, some will maybe never come back. Probably as you'll have an exodus of people is saying, well, I'm going to take my insurance money and I'm going somewhere else. I can't stand no more of these storms. I'm sure there will be some like that. And, of course, if that happens, then you'll see Florida lose representation by the number of representatives that they have because it's all based off of population for the House of Representatives. So you might see Florida lose a representative or two as a result of this. So the effects of an event, and that's basically what I have to call it. It is an event that no one welcomed, but the cost of it is going to be probably the most expensive storm America has ever even witnessed when this is over with. And you can expect your insurance premiums. You can expect your fruit prices, your vegetables, all of these prices are going to go up. It's unavoidable. And with inflation already basically out of control, and you know, we tend to think that the government can handle anything. Well, this is a prime example of the government not being able to do anything against Mother Nature. All of the buildings that had the new building codes, some of those even with new building codes and all wiped out. So it's just one of those things that we have to get through and support our people that are still in Florida. If you have means or relatives there, you might even want to try to reach them if phone service there, again, it's so erratic right now. Cell towers, many of the cell towers are down. And so just reaching people if you have friends and relatives. And I still have quite a few relatives in Florida that I've not been able to reach any of them. And so I'm sure that I'm not in, you know, in this alone. I'm sure they think of all the people that have relatives in other states, but that were living in Florida. So it is just one of those things that has been imposed on us, and we'll have to get through it. But we have to stand together. We have to stand united. We don't need any bickering between. This does not need to be politicized. I'm not a Joe Biden fan, as you very well know, but he is more or less compelled to do the right thing, whether it would be his nature or not. He has to extend that hand to the government hand fully to Florida to get us through this. So anyway. Looking at the markets, has not looked very favorable on this at all. The Dow Jones today is closing down 500 even, almost 510 cents. The Dow Jones is down to 28,725.51. Now, when I was here last week, I'm sure that I mentioned to you then that you had broken support, and the two rivers that we watch you had broken under that, and it just opened the door for more price decline. And today, closing down And it's kind of funny that it closed down exactly 500 points and 10 cents, 28,725.51. So Monday, once the dust is settled and you kind of see what the damage in Florida is, because this is going to hit the insurance companies very, very hard. The damage, this is going to be, in my estimation, probably the most costly storm in the history of America as far as dollar-wise. So hopefully we can, and it's still not through. It's not over with. The storm is still out there lashing the East Coast, and you're going to have flood damage there and wind damage as well in some of those parts there. So this is by far and large not over with. Well, let's see here. I thought I heard, but that was actually one of my cats walked across an area where the camera, and it sends out that little notice when that happens. But anyway, it's been a very troubling few days with all of the other elements that are going on in the world. Watching the events over in the UK. The UK really financially, I believe, is in serious, serious trouble. The gold has not reflected what you would have thought it had in a case like this. Gold, believe it or not, 16.70.10. Up a dollar and a half today. All there again. All 79.63. So what you're not seeing is those two items that are moving. Gold, you would think, with the world getting in a more dangerous situation, you would think gold would be responding to it, but it's definitely not. There's the break. We will be right back.
You. If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays? For Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day, from this day to that, for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Welcome back to freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Well, looking over at the chart, we haven't been this low since November of 2020. So we're breaking down. We got under the Rubicon and got under the Denial, the rivers that I often refer to. And so once you break through those areas, then that just opens the door for much lower prices. And with the world events as it is currently, who knows how much lower this is. Not a time to be padding your stock account. You have to let things settle down. And hopefully, if people have been following me, I've been giving kind of, I don't advise people on how to handle their money, but it's certainly when you broke under the top river up there, and that was at 34,983. Anytime when it broke under that, that was a time to really start paying attention. And hopefully, if people that follow me have listened to these numbers, then they have been able to do so. I'm sure that most of you, if you're on profit sharing type things or pension plans of where some of your money is being invested into the market via mutual funds or what have you, they've been taking a beating. And right now, I don't think that this is over with. It is kind of unusual that today the actual net would be 500 points. And 10 cents, 510, which brings the Dow to 28,725.51. Now, Monday could be a critical date because, number one, Florida, we tend to think of it being agricultural and all of that more than anything else in the oranges and lemons and those things. But there's a lot of manufacturing that goes on in Florida. And these companies are just devastated. I think it will be days before we actually are able to really wrap our head around and know what the total estimate of loss is. But their insurance companies are going to just be pushed to the point of where we don't have any more to pay out. So I'll put it this way. I think there's a lot of bad news that's going to come our way before things begin to turn around and get better. I just don't see it any other way. And of course, the cost of this, the government's going to open the coffers and throw out money here and there. And naturally, that's going to run the debt up way above that $31 trillion that we're at now. So I'm not a person that's able to foretell the future, but right now it looks to me like that we're in a kind of a dangerous time in our history with China rattling sabers and Russia, no different, pretty well the same thing. You wonder what Putin's health is. There's all kind of different reports coming out on that. And, of course, China's kind of staying quiet. But I can tell you probably the next 90 days in America is going to be as critical a time as we have seen. And, of course, the thing about it is our adversaries, China and Russia, both, anytime there's weakness in America, they try to take advantage of that. And let's just hope that we don't see some major event that would spark any real controversy out of this. So that's where we are, folks. We're in a dangerous stage in the history. We're in a dangerous stage as far as the stock market goes. You've already seen the market fall from a high under President Trump of 36,952 to 28,000. Well, any way you want to do it, that's 8,000 points. Think of that. The market has declined 8,000 points. And here's what boggles my mind. And it tells you how much inflation has been a factor. Remember, the first time the Dow Jones ever closed above 1,000 was the election of Ronald Reagan. I just can't get over that. I mean, it's just one of those things that just keeps rolling through my brain. And I'm a trader back in all that time. In fact, when I worked for E.F. Hutton many years ago, the Dow Jones was 500. And here we are. Have given up now, 28,000 to, we've given up about 7,000 points. And you just have to wonder how much further is it going to fall, because today the selling you didn't see the volume accelerate to the level of where you see as I call it, throw the baby out with the bathwater. You haven't seen that cumulative volume get up there to that point. The volume today, the total volume, was only about a little less than 3 million contracts. So it's going to take a real washout type volume to call a bottom in this market. And when you get that, here's the way a bottom is normally established. When you get a volume that exceeds average normal volume by 2 or 2.5 times, and then the next day it doesn't go below that, and you bounce a little bit, then you start to build a base off of that low number. We haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen any indication of base building that this is over with. So it's going to be an extremely dangerous time, because this is going to just strip the insurance companies, and many of those invest their surplus funds over in the marketplace. That's where they invest their money. So now, with the devastation that's going to be to the insurance companies, I think the next week or 2 weeks is going to be a critical time. It's one that you really need to pay attention to in this country, because I feel like that the inflation factors they're not going to go away. And the Federal Reserve is, you know, their hands are pretty well tied. I don't see that they are in a position to raise rates anymore. And I don't think that they're going to be enticed into lowering rates. So we're just kind of in no man's land here. I don't know that we've been in this type of situation, not in my lifetime, that I remember a particular set of events where you've had a devastating storm, you've had a market that was already in free fall, and this is going to exacerbate it. So we'll just have to pray, and hopefully we can get through this and get things straightened out and get another electoral process here. And I'm really disappointed with a lot of the Republicans up there that are just not even speaking up or not even voicing any of their opinions or whatever. They've kind of gone silent, not saying anything. And it's time to stand up and be counted in America. If you believe in the principles of America and free enterprise and all of that, it's time to stand up and put your money where your mouth is, and let's get things moving again. And the only way you're going to do that is in the next election. You have to elect a Republican president. And, of course, many people like myself hope that would be President Trump. But if not, there's others out there that could fill that bill. But we're in a critical point, folks. I mean, I know you realize that, and I don't want to keep emphasizing that or bringing that, but we have had a situation of where we've been devastated, like this devastating storm, and the market was already in a free fall position. I mean, this is a double whammy that our country's been hit with. And it's going to be tough to climb out of it. And naturally, the first thing that you're going to hear them talking about taxes one way or another. Certainly, raising taxes would not be the answer. Well, if you lower taxes, that's going to only increase the debt more. So I don't know. We're in a catch-22 area. Like that, I personally have never seen the country in this situation in my lifetime. But I do have confidence in our people and some of our leaders that will take the reins and get us out of this. But I'm looking at TV like I know most of, many of you are, and the water in these towns in Florida is just, it's unbelievable what it's done to that state. Unbelievable. And once again, don't forget the amount of food that comes out of Florida. Not only the produce, but all of the other crops that are grown in Florida. So I don't know. It's just a, you know what I think about as much as anything else, the poor animals that could not seek shelter, be they horses or cows or what have you. You know, farmers weren't able to take their cows and bring them with them. So the livestock, the poultry, think of all of the people that were in the poultry business raising chickens. And they're probably completely gone. So you're going to see prices escalate in all of the meat products, be it poultry, beef, or what have you. You're going to see a further escalation, although it was already pretty steep as it was. So I don't see anything but inflation coming out of this. The building materials, tube of fours, plywood, nails, roofing, all of your, think of all of the homes that are gone. If people build them back, that are going to have to buy the roofing and all the plywood and things. It just boggles your mind to even think about it. So the best thing that I can say is pray for our country. Pray for our leaders. I would even say pray for Joe Biden, because my goodness, he's got the world on his shoulder, even though I don't feel that he was capable of being president to begin with. But either way, he is our president, and you have to, I don't care who's president, I want to see him be successful. I might not have supported President Biden, but I certainly don't want to see him fail, because if he fails, our country fails as a result of that. So I would like to see him be successful, but I will put it this way. He definitely has his hands full. And I don't know. I just, I'm kind of at a loss for words today watching the market and seeing it just sink is really depressing. And then my internet service with MSN Premium, for whatever reason, it went down during this, and I've been an MSN Premium user since they started the MSN Premium, and they haven't been able to get it back up. So I don't know if they have a server farm in Florida that's been lost or what have you. That's very possible. I'm sure that Microsoft has server farms probably scattered across the country, but some of these servers are obviously down. Because I've talked to all the technicians at MSN, and none of them have been able to get my MSN Premium back up and functioning. And it's one of those, I paid like $89 a year for MSN Premium because it has the butterfly. I don't know. I mean, you can get the other free or what have you, but I've just been with it, and I continue because that's where most people know how to contact me. And by the way, my email address, and it still does work on my iPhone, is adventuresofthecrow@msn.com. And you're welcome to send me an email and disagree with me or agree with me or ask a question. And if I feel competent to answer it, I will certainly give you my best answer. So anyway, we will get through this. It is a trying time for our country. But not only our country, think of the world. Think of the events that are going on in the UK. The events there are enough to really shake you up and make you wonder what is really going on. And then of Russia, We don't know a lot about what's going on in China because they're not ever going to level with us on anything. I feel like the virus is still very rampant in many parts of China that they're not disclosing. So I don't know. We just have to, get through this time united as a people, as Americans. This is not a time to fight each other. This is a time to unify and to help your neighbor and reach your hand out. And if you've had old differences, try to heal those differences and let's stand united with the world. America is, in my opinion, the greatest country in the world. And when we're united, there's no one that can touch us. But the politicians that seek to divide and separate us race-wise, all of that, those people need to be voted out of office, be they Democrats or Republicans or what have you. Now, I'm not Pollyanna enough to believe that you can convert or make every person a good person. They're just, unfortunately, I believe that evil does walk the earth. And it looks for people to jump in and take charge of that person. So there is evil out there. And look at the murder rate in this country in primarily your democratically controlled large metropolitan areas. Philadelphia. Who would want to live there? Los Angeles. And basically the entire state of California is in disarray. Not only there, look at Chicago. Look at the murder rate. How can a country exist when we keep killing each other? It just doesn't make sense to me. I might disagree with you, but I certainly don't want to take your life. I don't have that right. But anyway, I know I've just kind of rambled today. But I will tell you that keep your eye on the market. Any further deterioration here is going to be critical. And hopefully that people, when I begin to sound the alarm, when you got under the denial up there, that's when really I was trying to sound the alarm. I don't advise people on when to buy or sell, but when we fell under that, I knew the market. I didn't know what the events would be, but that told me, because I can look back at the chart for years, and it basically spells out the same thing when you get under the denial in the Rubicon. When you get under the denial, then the market usually heads for the Rubicon. And now we're under that as well. We're under that, and that really puts you in uncharted waters. And so all I can tell you is be very alert, stay attentive. If you have some cash that you can put in your stuff under your mattress or somewhere, that might not be a bad idea. You know, it has been episodes in America where banks were closed and you couldn't redeem your money. I can't say that that will ever, pardon me, happen again. But it's a possibility. So have some hard money, excuse me, that you can reach in an emergency situation. So I wish us all well. Let's get through this storm. As it continues, the East Coast is still being battered. This thing is not nearly over with. And I'm sure that when all the totals, it's going to be the most devastating storm. This one will be in, I would bet you, somewhere around $2 or $3 trillion worth of estimated damage when this is over with. And the citrus crops in Florida, forget it. They're gone. I mean, I don't know if the salt water would have any effect on the trees or what have you that's been pushed in on top of them. But we're just going to have to go through a rough time. But let's stick together as a people. Let's help each other. Let's united. Let's be a true friend to our neighbor and help our neighbor and help our neighboring state. And I think you've seen that in most of the help that's been sent to Florida with the power companies and everyone. I mean, it's been amazing. But we will get through it. I do believe that. And hopefully we will be a better country and a better united country when this is all over. But I know I've kind of rambled today, but I'm, you know, when you're looking at television out of one eye and trying to keep your, of course, markets are closed, but these charts are still up there, and I look at, you know, they stay, these two computers stay up all the time. They don't ever get any rest. But remember this, the station needs a little support, you know, $5, $10, $20 here or there. That's the only way we stay on the air, is you, the listener. And that's not going to break your back to throw a $20 bill in the coffer. Go to the home page, very easy to do, and toss a little money in the till. Because if this station goes away, were to go away, you would have lost the voice of freedom. The one station that I know of that's on the air, that the hosts have the ability to say what is on their mind. I know that I've never been even mentioned. Oh, don't talk about that. Nighthawk, God bless you. I hope you're floating around on a big cloud up there and looking down on us. I hope you're kind of proud of us because we're doing the best we can. And but we do miss you. I do miss Nighthawk. The guy was such a brilliant person. Then I guess I won't ever forget him. I really won't. And I'm looking at the clock. It is definitely time for me to hear the music. I hope that I hope I'm even getting through. There goes the music. God bless you all. Take care, and we'll see you again next week.
At Willow's World, a variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and...